Hello, welcome back to Hit It Here Talk. My name is David, and today we are going to be interviewing Mariners utility player and minor leaguer Jose Marmolejos.
Okay, so on today's episode of Hit It Here Talk, we have Mariners player Jose Marmolejos. That's how you pronounce it, right? Marmolejos?
Marmolejos, yes.
Okay. First question, I guess, tying into that, how many times have you had your last name mispronounced?
I can't even count it. That has been so many times, but so many different parks that in my minor league career that we go to, and announcers will get it wrong.
One of the most common questions we had sent in was, growing up, did you have any hobbies?
Growing up, hobbies, I'd say always listening to music. I used to play basketball as a hobby, get to go to the park and play basketball with my boys. That's about it.
During spring, did you ball with the Malik's or DE at all? Because I know they're pretty good at basketball.
No, I never did, never did. I shot around with a couple of the guys, but not with them.
Okay.
Because there's a
Yeah, that was a weird short spring. We have questions about that too. When you grew up in the Dominican Republic, how did you get started with baseball, and when did you know that was the right choice for you?
I started with baseball since I had like knowledge since I was like 5 to 6 years old. I started playing in a little league down there, and it was awesome. And I would say after I was 14 years old, like when I turned 14 is when like my parents and like coaches and stuff said that I could really get serious about it because I had some talent.
And I know like there were tryouts and everything. So how did your first tryout go? And was it actually originally with the Nationals, or was it with another team to begin with?
I from what I remember, my first tryout was for the San Francisco Giants, actually. And it went well. It went well from what I remember. But I had a lot of different tryouts, like before having a tryout with the Nationals.
Okay. And how do those tryouts usually go? Like, take us into the mind of a player. What is on your mind when you go in to perform for that?
I mean, you whenever you're down there and you're already like doing tryouts and stuff, there's a lot of things that you got to work on. Like there's an every single day grind, like where you're hitting, where you're throwing a lot, where you're doing a lot of conditioning. And whenever the tryouts get there's a little anxiety for you to because you're young, you're not thinking about, oh, control myself and do what I'm capable of doing. Sometimes you just want to go a little over of what you can do. That's why I always tell the kids or the ones growing up that know yourself, don't try to do too much because that would hurt you in a sense. But definitely just having my mind right and like having confidence in me because I've been working on this and also having faith that everything is going to go well,
And what was your reaction to getting signed? I'm assuming, did they show up to your house or did you get a call? How did that all work out?
Well, when I did the second trial with the Nationals, I was there at the Complex in Dominican Republic, and basically it went really well for me. And all of a sudden, they just asked if I was interested in signing with them. And right in there, they just started basically talking to the guy that took me there and started talking. And basically, I signed that same day,
And what was your reaction to that? I'm assuming you're pretty surprised and excited.
I was really excited. I was really happy. My family was super happy. I mean, I couldn't wait to just get on the field and like be a part of it. I was super excited and very blessed to be a part of a professional team.
And how did that change your life? Because I know, like, you see a ton of players talk about how it's like life-changing and everything once you sign your first contract and you look at like Noel V, you look at Julio, who are basically on that path right now.
Oh, definitely. It changes your life because like that's everything you've wanted. You wanted to the first step is signing with a team, and after that you know that that there's even more responsibility for you to keep going towards getting to your dream. So it's just like the mentality changes. a lot of anxiety just leaves, and you just start thinking about what you need to work on and to keep going, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And after the two seasons of baseball in the Dominican Republic on your native soil, how was the move to Florida, and was it a scary transition into the States?
You know what? I was very excited when that happened. Like, that's another goal that you wanna go and travel and play. But for me, it wasn't that bad because I was familiar to it because I had finished high school at Florida. So I knew about, like, kind of like the Florida culture, the American culture, because I was born in New Jersey and lived a little bit around there. So it wasn't as much for me than to my boys. I used to help them a lot with the food ordering, with the, if they want to go to places and stuff like that, because I was familiar to it, you know?
So yeah, that worked out pretty well then.
Yep.
For those who want to know more about you as a player, how would you describe yourself? Are you a power guy or an on-base guy?
I would consider myself as a gap-to-gap hitter. Like, my strength is hitting doubles and occasionally home runs, you know, which uh-huh. they're coming more along. But I would consider myself as a gap-to-gap player, a lot of doubles, bring in runs, score runs.
I saw, like, 39 doubles and 38 doubles back-to-back years or something like that. That's crazy.
Yeah. I think my first full season I hit 39, then the second one I hit 46, and then 30-something again. Yeah.
That's pretty good. And this ties directly into the next one, actually. So you won organizational All-Star from the Nationals 3 years in a row, as well as postseason All-Star.
That was two years in a row. I won the Hitter of the Year two years in a row. That's a major blessing, man. That's awesome. Like, whenever you do your thing, do your job, and you get an award like that, it's very humbling, and, like, it's a big, big blessing.
And it also helped you win, get promotions as well. So how important was it for you as a young player to earn those promotions early on into your career?
Big, man. They're huge because that's all you want to do. You want to keep moving towards your dreams, that is eventually getting to the big leagues, you know, and help the big league team win. That's the main thing, that you could get prepared so you can perform in the big stage, man. It's awesome. It's a great feeling.
And entering this offseason, how did you feel knowing that you had played your last games with the organization who had signed you, and how did you feel knowing that you were coming off of a career year?
Well, you know what? I mean, I was feeling a little nervous because I didn't know what to expect. I've always been with the Nationals, you know, for my nine years that I was in an organization, you know. So going to another one, I felt a little nervous, but at the same time, I was excited about what the new adventures and, like, what the new beginnings, you know, new experiences will bring to me. And, man, it was a really good decision coming here because I really feel good. I feel like we're in family here with the Mariners.
And how different has Seattle been so far from what you've seen in your short time down in Peoria?
Man, I can tell you that it's been so good because everybody wants to get better. Everybody wants to work hard and at the same time have fun. Like, I feel like has been, like, super laid back in terms of the players and, like, the coaching staff. Like, there's a lot of communication there where you feel really comfortable.
And I saw you, I saw something that said that you idolized Griffey. So how was it meeting Griffey this year?
This is one of my favorite days, one of the best days of my life, man, meeting him. I remember I was coming off of practice and I see him from far and he's talking to Malik and Shea Long. And I'm like, whoa, I got to meet him, you know? So I kind of was walking and, like, creeping towards the conversation. And he saw me that I was, like, I wanted to get into the conversation. So he stopped and then he shook my hand and introduced himself. And it was, like, the greatest thing ever. I was like, I'm Jose Margolejos. I'm really excited to meet you. But, and I just stayed there and listened to his advice. And it was awesome, man. He's a really nice dude, really nice guy.
Yeah, one thing I noticed that's pretty cool for, like, any player is that you got Ichiro down there. There's Mike Cameron down there. There's, like, Edgar down there. There's everyone down there, like, all the legends. So you get all the advice from everyone.
Definitely, and like from meeting Ichiro and like Cameron, Gepri, they're super laid back, man. They understand the game. They know, like they've been through that, you know. So it's so nice to have them there and just pick up their minds once in a while, you know.
And what challenges did you come across to get to where you are today?
Well, I had to overcome a lot of things, you know. I had to overcome even myself because I wasn't. Whenever I signed, I wasn't like the electric player that it's that runs the 6'5" in the 60s that has like a plus arm and everything. My thing was that I had really good contact and like sense of hitting, you know, but I wasn't like the big guy that you're gonna see and you're just gonna like look up and stuff like that. I had to overcome every single year that I could prove that I can hit, that I belong, you know. Every single year, I had to show that I belong and that I could play this game.
That's really important. And we heard about your strengths as an athlete, but what are your strengths as a person?
Man, I would say I'm a good listener. I listen and I tell my friends and like people that are close to me, I give good advice. I also like to make feel the other person good, you know. I think of them before I think of me. I'm also a family guy. I'm always with the family, and also like, you know, I'm always the people that are around me can tell that I'm always positive. I'm a positive person, and I give them, you know, good advice. That's what I'll say. I'm right there when people need me.
That's really important, and especially minor league clubhouse, because you have a lot of people going up and down who have their
Exactly.
ups and downs and are struggling a lot. So it's really important to have in a clubhouse.
Yes, definitely. Totally agree.
What is your motivation, and are you looking to prove anything this season or in general?
Well, my motivation has always been my family, and now that I'm like in a couple months I'll become a father, you know, that's another big motivation that I need to provide for my children and everything. I'm excited for that experience right there. And to prove is that I can play this game, that I can help the team win. And biggest thing is help the big league team win and, you know, hopefully gain my shot, you know.
Well, first off, congratulations. And second, yeah, in the spring, from what most of the fans saw, that's how you basically put yourself on the map. So I'd say you have a pretty good shot whenever baseball gets back here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And yeah, like, you know, like the difference between when I was with the National and this team is that whenever I got here, like I could tell that I had, like, you know, they're really looking at me and that I'm really fighting for something, you know. And whenever you're fighting for something, it makes it even better, you know, the try and that you got to work hard and keep your mind right, you know. So it feels very appreciative.
How have you been staying in shape during this time away from the field?
Oh, definitely. I take runs. I go and run for cardio and stuff like that around the complex that I'm staying at. I'm doing band works. Sometimes and basically hit off tees that I have and everything, you know, so I could keep myself in shape and I feel good, you know. I feel like I keep myself moving how I'm
Yeah, you got
supposed
to
to.
keep that rhythm going.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely.
Prior to game time, is there any type of music that you listen to that pumps you up right before game time?
I listen to songs that have like motivational like messages. Like it could be rap, it could be, you know, it could be like Latin songs, but they have that motivation style to it, like that good beat and that good lyrics that motivate you, you know. That's what I listen to basically.
And do you have any superstitions, or do you believe in superstitions before games?
Dude, I don't know. I would say then put my headphones in and listen to those type of music. I would say that's a superstition because that's what I do before a game, actually, you know, to go out there.
To lock yourself in and everything.
Yeah. It's more of a routine. I don't think it's a superstition, but I'm not really very superstitious.
what jersey number would you wear when you debut?
I would like to have number 29 because it's a tribute to the to my mother's birthday, and I wore it last year, like for her, and like I would like to wear that number again.
Uh huh. That's super cool. I like the meaning behind it.
Yeah.
Every year MLB does Player Weekend. What would your nickname be for your jersey on Players Weekend?
I've been debating that with myself, like thinking about it, because I don't know if I want to go with the nickname that everybody calls me in the game, or do I want to go with the nickname that my family calls me. So I'm gonna give you both, but I still haven't decided which one I'm gonna go for. So in baseball, everybody calls me Marmo, you know, like trying to like Marmo Lejos, uh-huh. Marmo, and then my family calls me Chichi. It's like some sort of like baby, basically, Chichi. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my nickname throughout my family. So I don't know yet which one I'm gonna use.
I mean, you could do one for every season.
You're right. Or I don't know, if you could do one day one and one day the next one, I'll do that.
Yeah, it's true. I don't think you can do that, but I know the opportunity to do one every season.
Yeah, that's right.
People change it all the time.
Yeah.
What advice do you give young athletes about baseball?
Definitely that know them, like as soon as you get to know what kind of player you are, the better, because I've seen a lot of player failures and guys that basically they're contact hitters and they want to hit a lot for power, or basically a lot of power guys that are just trying to slap the ball, you know, it goes from there. Just know yourself and try to keep a positive mentality, because this game has a lot of ups and downs that we can't control. But if you just keep your head straight and stay positive, you'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Are there any quotes that you live by?
I mean, it's just quotes. I would say it's just keep a positive mindset. I read books that for positive mindsets. I would say, I mean, just stuff like that, stuff with positivity, that's all I'm in for, you know, but I can't think of a quote as of right now.
Mm-hmm. And this is a follower question. Who is your favorite active MLB player?
Has to be Robinson Cano, man. I always looked up to him, and I work out with him during the offseason, and that's one of my really role models on and off the field, man.
Uh-huh. He always seems to have that mentality too, the positive attitude. He always has a smile on.
Yeah, he always has that. Yeah, I try to, you know, I pick up a lot of good stuff from him because he always has like that positive mindset and that like confidence where he's not cocky, but you could tell that he's always confident and really positive, you know?
Mm-hmm. And okay, why should fans watch the Mariners in 2020, and what makes them special?
I would say, like, the hunger for every single guy, the hunger for this young team that wants to get out there and really show what we can do, and, like, and really show that a young team can really – I'm not saying that, okay, we're going to win the World Series this year, but, man, just to show everybody in the MLB what a young team – one young team with hunger can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've heard a lot from a lot of players. Like, the main mentality is just go out there and get better day by day.
Definitely. We're striving for.
And finally, is there anything else you'd like to add about yourself? Anything that you feel like the fans should know about you?
Fans should know that I'm very, very excited that I'm part of this team. That, I mean, right now in the world, is happening so many stuff that we can't control. But as soon as we can get that green light to play, they're going to know that I'm going to give my all so I could help make the team win. And that I'm also very reachable. And, I mean, I always try to stay on a positive note. And if you got positive for me, I got positive for you.
Respect that a lot. Okay. Thank you so much.
I mean, I thank you for this opportunity, and you know, God bless you, and it was fun.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Hit It Here Talk. If you enjoyed it, make sure to share this episode and give me a follow over at Instagram at Seattle M's Nation. And also give Jose Marmalejos a follow at jmarmo6 on Instagram. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day. Stay safe.